Chapter 24 Kinkas. By this time the Greeks had landed, the Trojans had drawn their swords, and the battle raged. So fierce was the fighting that the ground shook. The women and children inside Troy's walls pressed their hands against their ears, trying to block out the sounds of fighting, the screams of men dying. Hector led the Trojans, his blood-stained sword flashed in the sunlight as the great warrior killed Greeks to his left and right, making his way toward their leader, Agamemnon. Further along the shore, Achilles, quick and deadly like a panther, fought towards Kinkas, the great Trojan hero who was the son of Poseidon himself. Achilles threw his spear at Kinkas with all his force. It pierced his shield, it pierced his breastplate, it should have killed him. But Kinkas laughed and threw the spear away. "My father is the god of the sea," he said. "I cannot be hurt by mortal weapons." Kinkas charged. His sword hit Achilles' shield hard, forcing Achilles back. Without pausing, Kinkas struck again, Achilles' shield smashed into many pieces. But Achilles quickly recovered. He leapt forward and rammed the hilt of his sword into Kinkas' face. Kinkas stumbled back in surprise. Achilles hit him again and again until Kinkas fell to the ground. But he was not hurt. He was not even bruised. Achilles moved forward. "If you cannot bleed to death, then you can choke to death," he said. He grabbed the straps of Kinkas' helmet, pulled them tight, and slowly strangled him. The Trojans stood back, overawed by the death of their hero. Hector saw what had happened. "Retreat," he shouted to his men, "back to the walls, retreat." The Trojans fled into the city. The Greeks did not follow them, but started to set up camp on the beach.